moment, the political arena in Sudan is getting very complex, fragile, and mainly characterized by a deadlock, or let's say a political impasse, because at the moment the political forces in Sudan, they do not have a very clear option where they could rally behind it, a sort of a national agenda to stabilize the country and to move forward in terms of democratic transformation and peaceful exchange of power. Very clearly, with the elections coming, the National Congress Party does not want to lose power. And this means that they are going to do that by excluding the others, while SPLM agenda of democratic transformation is lacking behind. But at the same time, in South Sudan, there is a lot of violence and ethnic violence, and if this is not contained and resolved, it can aggravate the circumstances in Sudan.
What steps can be taken, both by the international community as well as the leadership in Sudan, to ensure some form of normalcy ahead of the election?
The international community needs to converge in a sort of strategy or a framework where they all work in a coherent manner, and that there needed to be an international leadership to put the pressure on the two parties on a very specific an agenda for stability in Sudan, because the two parties are not able to do that, and the other political forces also are not able to do that. To reach those conditions, it means that the National Congress Party, the majority ruling party, need to give concessions, concessions for peace, concessions for stability. And that, by definition, looking to their history of governance and their interest of winning the elections, is hardly to be seen.